Hello there.
Hi.
It's an absolute pleasure to finally meet you. I'm Cece. I'm the host of Zealed for Jersey. And I'm beyond excited about our conversation today.
Awesome.
Our podcast is all about celebrating the world of anime and manga that speaks to the hearts of Fujoshis and Fudanshis just like me. At Zealed for Jersey, we're all about the joy of diving deep into the stories, the characters, and the creative expressions that makes our fandom so vibrant. Our listeners are avid fans of your incredible work. And in this interview, I want them to have the opportunity to get to know you as a person. So, Brian, welcome to the episode.
Thank you.
We're thrilled to have you on board. Before we get started, can you tell our listeners something about yourself?
Oh, gosh. Yes. Well, I've been doing voiceovers for over 20 years. I'm an actor in Los Angeles, and when I don't do voiceovers or acting, my passion is travel. I love to travel. I love to travel all over the world, drive. I've driven trucks across country for tours for Barney the Dinosaur and Polly Pocket and Bear in the Big Blue House. So, travel is kind of a passion of mine. If I wasn't an actor, I would probably be a tour guide or work on a cruise ship or something like that. It's kind of a weird thing about me.
You have that personality too.
Thank you. I guess.
You have such a vibrant personality. So let's pull back the curtain and shine a spotlight on the person behind the voice. If you could voice any characters from your past, present, or future, who would it be and why?
Wow. Well, I would really love to go back and be able to voice Takato from Digimon again. In fact, I don't really know the season, but there was supposed to be, and there was in Japan, a version of Digimon where Takato and Rika and Henry came back, and we never got that far in the anime in the States, so I never got to play him again. But I think either pick up where Takato left off, because I could still do the voice, or maybe Takato as a 25, 30-year-old would be really cool, too. It was such an important part and character to me. It was the first role I got. It was the first role in anime, and that completely started my career, so I'd like to honor him and play him again someday.
Okay. So, that being said, among all of your long history of voice acting, which character had the most significant impact in your voice acting career?
Aside from Takato, who started the career, Sakon and Ukon from Naruto almost destroyed my voice, so that was an impact, because they were so difficult to voice. And currently, it's Monokuma from the Danganronpa game series and Octagawa from Bogo Stray Dogs. They're the most popular with the fans right now, and they're really, really fun to play. They're all over my TikTok. It's insane. So I'm really having a blast with them currently.
So that being said, what excites you the most about any of your current projects, and what can fans look forward to?
Well, no spoilers, but in Bungo Stray Dogs with Octagawa, I'll just say, don't blink. So I'm enjoying Octagawa while he lasts. And to look forward to, I'm playing Yumichika in Thousand Year Blood War in Bleach, which is great. That's kind of fun. Chojuro is still in Boruto now, moved on from Naruto. And, you know, there's rumors about more Danganronpa games, but I think at this point they're just rumors. So hopefully that'll happen someday.
So my listeners are big fans of Bungo Stray Dogs.
Oh, nice.
They love Octagawa. Can you share any details that might not have been very apparent to anybody?
Gosh. Well, it's funny because I find online and going to cons that the fans typically know more than I do. So I'm sure they would be able to tell me things that I don't know. But I've started following up on the manga and keeping, you know, ahead of that, so I know things that are going to happen. But I just think, as Octagawa, as a character, he's just really, he's deep. There's a lot of layers to him that if you watch one episode or two episodes, you may not see that. But he's really complex and has a lot going on, so that makes him, me as an actor, much more interesting to play.
I mean, he's based on a real Japanese character.
Correct. Yeah, there's a lot going on. He has a lot of trauma, a lot of emotion, a lot of care for people. Even though he is just kind of like off the cuff and sarcastic and funny as well. So,
speaking of Bleach, Yumichika, it's been a while since you voiced him.
Yes.
How did you approach voicing him again?
The minute they said we were doing it, I got in the car and went to the studio. I was so excited. Bleach was one of the first shows I ever did. It was like the beginning episodes or shows that I was in when I first started my career 20 years ago. So to have that run for, 8 years and then disappear forever and then come back, I was really excited. So, of course, I had to watch some old episodes to get the voice back. And, again, no spoiler, but in the first section that we've seen of Thousand Year Blood War, I was only in one episode.
Yeah.
So I was so excited for the show to come back, and then I never got the phone call to go back to the studio.
When I heard that line, I was like, oh, he still has the voice.
Still got the voice. Beautiful. But he's back now. He's in more episodes coming up, so that's exciting.
That's good to know. Without revealing any spoilers, can you tease us about any upcoming projects that you're involved in?
Well, I have a show that is coming out on Netflix that I'm excited about. It's a season 2, but my character is coming in for that. Really fun. Almost destroyed my voice. A couple things for Disney that have been, I don't know if they were shelved or buried or resold, but they're coming out soon as well. And then, of course, you know, Bungo Stray Dogs, keep watching because it changes every week. It's insane.
Yeah, it is. Ryan, it's time to add a personal touch to our exchange.
Okay.
What message would you like to share with fans who admire your work?
Gosh, that's a great question. I just want to say that I'm grateful. And as I get older, I'm more and more grateful because the fans make this industry happen, not just my career, but all of our careers. The people that I meet at the convention, people are talking about shows that I did 20 years ago and how it affected them in their childhood and something they looked forward to coming home from school. And so for me, it's not just a job. It really is a great emotional connection that we have, that were I not on social media, were I not coming to conventions, I would never know about it. So I'm grateful to conventions like Anime Magic and others, and I'm grateful to social media sometimes, and interviews like this where I could, you know, talk to the fans and let them know that I am grateful for them.
It's good to hear. Well, Brian, I'm very thankful for you giving us your time. I know you're very busy here in Anime Magic. I hope you enjoy your time here.
Thank you.
Really, thank you. Oh, by the way,
what's happening?
I just wanted to give you a little thank you for giving me your time.
Oh my gosh.
This is made by my best friend, so just wanted to give you some.
I have a sweet tooth. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Oh, that's
thank
awesome.
You so much.